Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your noon Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Nate. Nate is now moving quickly north-northwestward through the Gulf of Mexico at about 26 miles per hour. The center is currently located about 150, 160 miles to the south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Nate continues to strengthen. Maximum sustained winds now are at 90 miles per hour, and we are expecting additional intensification as Nate moves towards the Louisiana and Mississippi coasts. We can see on the radar now some of the first main rain bands beginning to affect extreme southeastern Louisiana, likely with some wind gusts up to tropical storm force, and conditions will continue to deteriorate along the southeast Louisiana coast and then later today along the Gulf Coast from Mississippi to the Florida Panhandle. The forecast for Nate has the center moving, making landfall in the hurricane warning area, perhaps moving over or very near the mouth of the Mississippi River this evening, and then making landfall somewhere between southeast Louisiana and the Alabama coast overnight tonight and early Sunday morning, and then a fast northeastward motion inland over the southeastern United States on Sunday and into the central and southern Appalachian Mountains on Sunday night and Monday. We're very concerned about storm surge. There's a storm surge warning in effect from Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way to the Okaloosa-Walton County line in the Florida Panhandle. And in particular, in this area from the mouth of the Mississippi River to the Mississippi-Alabama border, we could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge inundation. That's flooding above ground level. This life-threatening storm surge is expected in this storm surge warning area that also includes the east bank of the Mississippi River, the northern and western shores of Lake Pontchartrain, the Mobile Bay area, and the western Florida Panhandle. So anybody in those areas should immediately heed any advice that you've been given to evacuate by your local officials. You are beginning to run out of time as conditions will begin to deteriorate. As I mentioned, with the center of Nate moving inland very quickly, we are expecting tropical storm force winds to spread pretty far inland here over the southeastern United States. These dark blue areas that cover portions of southeastern Mississippi, much of southern and central Alabama are tropical storm warnings, with tropical storm watches in the light blue colors for portions of eastern Alabama, the Atlanta metro area, and all the way up into northwestern Georgia. So again, a widespread wind event that could cause some wind damage, trees, power lines down, and impacts all the way extending in across Alabama and into portions of Georgia. We're also expecting to see rainfall totals, widespread totals of 3 to 6 inches, as high as 10 inches in portions of the Gulf Coast states, up into the southern Appalachians and Tennessee Valley. That could cause some flash flooding issues, with lighter totals farther north into the central Appalachians, additionally causing additional flooding issues there. So again, please stay tuned for additional updates on Nate. Conditions are going to continue to deteriorate along the Gulf Coast in the hurricane warning and storm surge warning areas today. You have a few hours left to be where you're going to ride out the storm. Stay tuned for more updates on Nate. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.